Markets Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A bill awaiting a vote in the state Senate would legalize online sports betting in Wisconsin if it happens through servers physically located on Wisconsin's federally recognized tribal lands.
Last month, the state assembly passed the bill. It now awaits action in the Senate if it's going to reach Governor Evers' desk.
Wisconsin tribal leaders have spoken in favor of the legislation, saying that it would bring in much-needed revenue for the state's tribes.
But on Monday, a trade group representing sportsbook operators like DraftKings and FanDuel had held a press conference to oppose the bill, saying it would give Wisconsin tribes an unfair monopoly over online sports betting.
We'll hear from that group in just a bit. First, we're joined by Nicole Boyd. She is chairwoman of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. She recently spoke in favor of this legislation. Chairwoman Boyd, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Last month, during your State of the Tribes address, you spoke in support of this bill that would legalize online sports betting. Why should lawmakers support this bill?
Thank you for the question. And we are very excited for all of the bipartisan support that this bill is receiving, that all the evidence has been provided, that the state is ready for safer access, that our bettors in Wisconsin deserve protection. I think that the other side being presented is very unfair, and I really appreciate our lawmakers listening to the tribes and all the evidence and data that they are presenting, along with the plans. There's been great investment in all of the work to prepare for this. We are not asking the state for money in addition, so that really makes it a win-win for everyone here in Wisconsin. We are trying to make sure that it is presented in that way.
What do you mean by safer and protections in place? How would this bill do that?
So currently, the markets that people are engaging in, the illegal sports betting markets online, don't have consumer protection regulations. And we want to make sure that that's provided. Tribal gaming can provide that. The state compacts can provide that, along with federal Indian gaming regulation.
How much of a potential financial impact are the tribes looking at if this would become law?
So online sports betting in Wisconsin is a $1 billion market, and none of that money currently is coming to the state. And even bettors are really essentially not getting their fair share in the equation either, with the deals that some of the larger venues are providing them, FanDuel, DraftKings, some of the other big places. And so we really want to make sure that the state can receive their fair share, tribes can receive their fair share. We have compacts that will reflect that. That's the goal.
So we've heard from the Sports Betting Alliance. We'll hear from them in just a moment. But they say that online sports gambling only on tribal servers would be an unfair monopoly. What is your response to that?
This is not their state. That's my primary response, is that tribes have exclusivity of gaming in the state of Wisconsin. And our legislation has recognize that historically and now. And I really think that Wisconsin is doing the right thing and ensuring that tribes are the ones that provide safe and accurate and quality gaming experiences, including online sports betting in our state. This is not their space to come in and monopolize. And tribes can create a wonderful online sports betting experience for our bettors here in the state.
In our final moments together, if this passes the state Senate, if it's signed into law by Governor Evers, how soon would Wisconsin tribes be able to provide legal online sports betting?
Great question. Tribes have been investing millions and millions of dollars and resources in establishing infrastructure for broadband to all 11 of our tribal nations and our lands, from the very southern spaces in Milwaukee all the way to up here in the northernmost point of Wisconsin, where you have your most remote reservation. And so we expect there to be a pretty quick readiness. And like I mentioned, lots of planning and investment has already been done to ensure that we have regulatory framework, staffing capacity, and the benefits plans to know where those additional revenues will be able to support the gaps that we currently have in the public safety services that we need, to for the jobs. So we're ready. We are ready. We expect to be ready once the legislation makes this happen.
Chairwoman Boyd, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Nicole Boyd is chairwoman of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians, recently spoke in favor of pending legislation which would legalize online sports betting in Wisconsin with servers hosted on tribal property. For another perspective on the bill, we're joined now by Joe Maloney, president and CEO of Sports Betting Alliance. It's a national trade group representing platforms and apps that offer gambling, including FanDuel and DraftKings. Joe, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Appreciate the time. Good morning.
Good morning. You've spoken out against this bill, saying the legislation would give tribes in Wisconsin an unfair monopoly over online sports betting. Why is that?
We're advocating for an open and competitive marketplace for Wisconsin residents when it comes to legal regulated online sports wagering. The process has been extremely condensed. The number of interested stakeholders that are allowed to participate is remarkably narrow. And the efforts around this resemble backroom dealing,
What
even
do you
just
mean by
the
that?
So just the procession of the process within the legislature and then moving quickly to what is something not even a recorded vote. I mean, Wisconsinites are very much undecided on this. In some polling that we have done and other public polling that we've seen, Wisconsin voters aren't necessarily convinced. And constitutionally, it's pretty clear the language that the public has the opportunity or should have the opportunity to vote on this with regard to any expansion of gaming. And so we're advocating for the voters to have a choice in market design, the voters to have a choice in how legal regulated online sports wagering is platformed. And from there, we can determine the specifics around, how a rising tide can lift all boats for the achievement of the two objectives that I think Chairwoman Boyd articulately explained, which is consumer protection from illegal and unregulated offshore websites, and second, delivering tax revenue to all the state's communities throughout the state.
And just for clarity here, lawmakers did not record individual votes in the assembly. They recorded a voice vote, which is a normal procedure. Currently, Wisconsin allows gambling and sports betting on site at tribal casinos, which has been a really important part of revenue for many tribes here. What do you say to the concern that this would upend that long-standing gaming compact and deal a financial blow to the 11 federally recognized tribes in Wisconsin?
So there's examples throughout the country of national brands and operators such as the ones that I represent that operate in states and in tribal compact states where revenues are dedicated to federally recognized tribes. We've just been shut out of the process, to put it simply. And so we want the opportunity to bring the innovation that we deliver to over 30 states throughout the country. We want the opportunity to compete for consumers in Wisconsin. That competition drives better pricing for consumers in the legal regulated markets. That competition helps drive innovation across any number of important facets when it comes to legal regulated online wagering, such as innovation within betting markets, such as innovation within responsible gaming toolkits and resources. And that competition ultimately is going to drive more tax revenue back to key stakeholders, which absolutely can include tribes. But nobody is saying anyone gets shut out. There's plenty of opportunity, particularly in a sports-crazed state like Wisconsin, for, again, a rising tide to lift all boats. And so it really just comes down to how can legislators in Wisconsin offer voters the opportunity to have visibility into this process and actually have a say?
This legislation, it looks to Florida as a model for how to implement online sports betting. What example should Wisconsin be following instead?
There's ultimately any number of jurisdictions that are in play. There's examples such as Connecticut and Arizona, where priority is absolutely given in the form of tax revenue support and participation to tribal communities and federally recognized tribes. Truly, it is not the job of any of the five online operators to direct the Wisconsin legislature on how to design their own market in a manner that is appropriate for Wisconsin residents. We're simply advocating for the opportunity to compete. And if voters ultimately agree that competition is something that can benefit the voters of their state, we think that's just a question that should be posed to them when it comes to legal, regulated online sports wagering.
But you've said companies like DraftKings and FanDuel could work with tribal casinos in Wisconsin to offer sports betting apps. Why not go that route?
And certainly that is something on the table. Again, our operating companies just have not had the opportunity to advocate. We've got alternative proposals that could seek to achieve this. But unfortunately, again, this has just been a process that's been conducted not in the light of day in Madison. And we're communicating to communities throughout the state that this is potentially something that they should be paying attention to, as it could represent a significant expansion of gaming. And we're operating under the very strong premise that competition is something that can achieve the stated goals when it comes to consumer protection and a maximal amount of tax revenue across the state.
Joe Maloney, alternative proposals. Will the Sports Betting Alliance provide a proposal of a model you think will work in Wisconsin? What is your next step as a trade association?
Yeah, so we've been communicating with a number of stakeholders throughout the House and the Senate, and we're eager to continue that conversation. But again, we're up against, very, very powerful brokers that are seeking to really produce what is ultimately a very narrow marketplace for Wisconsinites when it comes to online sports wagering. And that's why we're communicating right now. There's very few weeks left in the session. There's a prevailing proposal that's moving very, very quickly. And we're trying to do our best to communicate to voters that this is something that they should be concerned about. But again, all options are on the table. Our companies are ready to roll up the sleeves and work with any number of stakeholders that want to platform this in a manner that delivers those consumer protections and that tax revenue.
Joe, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for your time.
Joe Maloney, CEO of Sports Betting Alliance. Earlier, we heard from Nicole Boyd, chairwoman of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa Indians.